Welcome to the OU Daily and Physics phone call. I hope that you had a fantastic Shabbos. This is Naftali Herman from the Orthodox Union. Thank you so much for joining us for today's call on the 16th day of the month of Iyar and on the 31st day of the Omer. A very happy Mother's Day to all of the moms out there, especially to my wonderful wife, Shani, and of course to my amazing mother. For all of those yearning to be mothers, we share our hope and prayer that their tefillot be answered l'tova, and that they too be blessed to celebrate Mother's Day next year as well. I would like to thank all of our wonderful and generous sponsors, and you can view them prominently listed in the OU Today daily email. If you'd like to sponsor future calls, whether it be to commemorate a yard site, for someone in need of refuah, to celebrate a simcha, or any occasion, please visit ou.org/call. That's ou.org/call. The deadline to submit a sponsorship for tomorrow's email is today at 5 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Before introducing today's speaker, I would like to remind all of you that immediately following today's call, we will continue the OU Virtual Armchair Series at 1:30 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, featuring Rabbi Dr. J.J. Schachter, Rabbi Beryl Wein, and Rabbi Stephen Weil, titled Historical Precedents and Future Visions, Models of Past Jewish Leadership that Served as a Catalyst for Shaping Our Present and Future. You won't want to miss it. So after hanging up on today's call, please join us online at together.ou.org/live. That's together.ou.org/live. You just go to OU.org. It's the feature banner right when you get onto the OU's website, or you can click on the link in the OU Today email. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to introduce Rabbi Shaya Katz, Rabbi of the Young Israel of Oak Park in Detroit, Michigan, to share Divrei Chizuk, words of inspiration. This will be immediately followed by Rabbi Katz reciting three chapters of Tehillim, Perek Chaf, Chaf Zayin, and Kuf Lamed. Those are chapters 20, 27, and 130. And please note that there is a link to view those in both Hebrew and in English in the OU Today email. Following the recitation of Tehillim, Rabbi Katz will recite the Mishnah Berachah L'cholim and Achenu. Please stay tuned after Rabbi Katz concludes for information regarding tomorrow's speaker. Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Katz.
Thank you, Rabbi Naftali. It's a special opportunity for me to address the call today. Thank you, Rabbi Naftali, for everything you do, not just for these programs, for all programs of the Orthodox Union putting on. Just a small glimpse that I get from behind the scenes. It's a true inspiration, not just from the programming, but also through the Mesiras Nefesh that's clearly apparent by all of the workers at the OU for everything they're doing for Klal Yisrael. So thank you for that. I'd also be remiss to not thank all the mothers of Klal Yisrael. Thank you for all the Neshei Chayil. Rabbi Yossi says that Miyamailo Karisi Ishti Ishti Elabesti, I always called my wife the home. And specifically at a time like this, when all the children are home and the mothers are home and they have so many things to do, we have to give special hakaras hatov to the mothers of Klal Yisrael. Particularly for me, to my mother, my mother-in-law, my grandmothers, and of course, to my wonderful wife. Thank you to all of the mothers. David HaMelech once asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, once said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shel Olam, B'chol Yom V'Yom Hayisi Mechashev Omer L'makom Ploni Ani Holech, U'leis Dira Plonis Ani Holech, I'm going to go to this place, I'm going to go to that place. And every day, Hayuragla Mevios Dosi Lebatek Nesios Lebatek Midrashos. David HaMelech would say that instead of going to those places, I'd go to shul. And the Medrash is a very fascinating one, specifically because what's the big chiddush? What's the novelty in David HaMelech saying that he's got places to be? He's a king. What's the big chiddush in the fact that he's going to go to shul, that he's going to the base Medrash? Of course, he's the king of Klal Yisrael. What else is he going to do? The Yafas Torah, Rav Shlomo Yafa Ashkenazi, explains that the chiddush of David HaMelech is the mechashed v'omer. The chiddush is not that he's going to these places or that place. The Chiddush says not that he's going to shul or that he's going to the Beis Medrash to learn. Of course he would do that. The Chiddush rather is that every day he would calculate. He would calculate and he would say, Im holech l'kayel hisadin makom ploni over dira ploni. So I'm going to go here. I'm going to go there. Some alibo, he would make it introspection. He would think to himself, some alibo as ha'onek asher yavo la'adam v'lamdo divrei Torah. What's the pleasure benefit of going to this place or going to shul? And every day, Ashiva Raglai Aleidosecha, David HaMelech would choose to go to shul. He would choose to go to the Beis Medrash, he would choose to daven, he would choose to learn. And it's very interesting because, I don't know about other Rabbanim, leaders, Balabatim, that are on this call, but it's particularly gratifying to me whenever anyone asks me, even though I don't have the answers, when are we going to go back to shul? When are we going to get back to learning in person? When can we get back to our normal lives when we can get to the shul? The same people who sometimes would maybe be bothered by the kids making noise out in the hallway when they're trying to say Kriya Shema, by the laner who maybe doesn't go as fast as they would want, by the kiddush whose kugel is the same thing every single week, all of a sudden they've had a new appreciation for what shul means. Where are they going to go? L'makom ploni? To the Detroit Tigers game? There's not much to see. Even if they were any good, there's still not much to see. It's just baseball. You're going to go to Deer Plotis. You're going to go to somebody else's house. You're stuck in a house all the time right now. Rather, Ashiva Ragle Elidosecha. What we would give if we could just have those kids making noise in the hallways again. What we would give to hear that laner and to tolerate how slow he's going once again. What we would give to eat the same kugel every single week. Ashiva Raglai Eledosecha. The Bel Zerebi says that it's not only Bechukosai Teilechu, where I'm going, that makes a difference, but also Mitzvosai Tishmoru Vaasitamosam. That when we keep the mitzvos and we do them, what does it mean to keep the mitzvos and do them? Of course, you keep the mitzvos, you're going to do them. Says the Bel Zerebi, Schara Shel Hamtana Lakim HaMitzvah. This is talking about the reward of someone who has to wait to do a mitzvah. Just like Yaakov Avinu, the Pasuk tells us, he says in response to Yosef's dream, V'aviv shamaras hadavar, he waited until Yosef's dreams would come to fruition. Same thing is true when it comes to this shamar. Mitzvosai tishmeru, if you have to wait for a mitzvah, Hashem guarantees us, shetizku lasos ha-mitzvah b'fol mamish, that soon enough you'll be able to do those mitzvahs again. And maybe this time with a greater appreciation. Even if there are kids in the hall, and even if the lane is not so fast, how much we're going to appreciate those mitzvot when we'll be able to go back. As we'll say in a moment, shifti b'beis Hashem, kolim echaya, all David HaMelech wanted was to be back in the Beis Medrash, to be back in the shul. Mir Hashem, we'll have you there soon, whenever Hashem thinks it's ready. But I think there's another message inside this Midrash, which is particularly important for our day. The Sfas Emes and the Shlub both ask, what does it mean, b'chol yom v'yom? David HaMelech asks the same thing every single day. Should I go here? No, I'm going to go to shul. Should I go there? No, I'm going to go to shul. You did the same thing yesterday, David HaMelech. After a few days, you would think you'd get the message. Just go straight to shul. It says the Sfas Emes, that's not what's going on. When it says, L'makom ploni ani holech, he means, mamash, I am going there. And when I get there, what I do in that situation, in that new place, every single day, wherever I go, I'm going to bring that place into the Beis Medrash. I'm going to bring that place into the shul. That no matter what situation I find myself in, no matter what predicament I find myself in, I'm going to be Mekadesh Shem Shemayim in that place and in that situation. It's been tremendously inspiring to witness and to be part of the ingenuity and the resilience of Klal Yisrael in this situation. All the different ways that we can connect to each other, whether it's top down from the big organizations or bottom up from all the balabatim and all the people that are looking out for each other in some ways, in ways that they've never done before. People that maybe weren't so comfortable calling others that needed help. People who maybe weren't willing to come to a shir in person are now finding out how to use the technology to join a shir. As the Pasuk in Mishlei says, V'chol derechecha de'ehu, we all have a responsibility to figure out in all of our ways, in all of our situations, how can we still be Ovdei Hashem despite whatever situation we find ourselves in? And I think this is particularly something of value that we can take with us, not only during the situation, but even afterwards. What's going to be with the person who maybe, when all this is over, shiurim go back to normal, for the person who maybe just had a surgery and couldn't come to shul that week. We'll be able now to feel more comfortable to give them a call, just like we're doing now. The person who's stuck at work and can't come to a shir, we'll be able to zoom them in like we've never done before. But now we've learned how. We've expanded the repertoire of our Avodas Hashem. We've expanded the toolkit of how we connect to each other and to Hashem. I think this opportunity, although it's an unfortunate one, has brought to us many other ways. The whole Yom V'Yom, where we find ourselves asking, how can I be a Shiva Raglai Le'Dosecha? How can I bring what I have and the situation I'm in into Kiddush Hashem, into my Avodas Hashem? And with that, Mirtz Hashem, we'll all be able to reconnect to be Machshev, Mechashev, Omer, the importance of Shul on the one hand, and also to bring all the aspects of our lives into Avodas Hashem on the other hand, when all this is said and done. And with that, I'd like to start our davening for those who need our refuos, the people who hopefully will also join us at those times when this is all said and done, not only those who are already sick, but who are risking themselves, the healthcare professionals and the volunteers who are there out in the front lines trying to make sure that this all goes away as quickly as possible. We will start with Parakas, chapter 20. Please join with me. Lam natzeach mizmor leDavid, yancha Adonai v'yom tzoram, yisagev Hashem Elohei Yaakov, yishlach ezrcha mikodesh, umitzion yisadekan, yizkor kol minchosecha, kol asecha, yidash nesela, yitein lecha chilvavecha, v'chol atzasecha, yimalei. Niranin abishu asecha, uvishem Eloheinu nidgol, yimalei Adonai, kol mish'alosecha. Atayadati ki oshia Adonai mishicho, ya'aneu mishmei kacho, v'gvuros yesha yemino. Eilev ha'rechev ve'eilev ha'susim, v'anachnu b'shem Adonai Eloheinu nazkir. Hema karu v'nafalu, v'anachnu kamnu v'nisodas. Adonai hoshia, ha'melech ya'aneinu, v'yom koreinu. Perek Chav Zayin, chapter 27. L'David Adonai, Hori Vishi, Mimira Adonai, Ma'oz Chayai, Mimi Efchad. Bikrov alai mireyim lechol es bisari, sarai v'oy v'ayli, heima chashlu v'nafalu. Im tachane alai machane lo yira libi, im takum alai melchama bezos ani boteach. Achas sha'alti me'es Adonai, osa avakesh, shifti le'es Adonai kol yemei chayai. Lachazos v'noam Adonai, ulevaker be'heichalo. Ki yitpineni b'suko b'yomra, yasireni b'sisara halo, Bitoy Romemeni Viata Yarum Roshi Alai Vaisavi Vosa Vezvechava Lo Zivche Truan Ashira Vazamra Ladonai Shema Adonai Koli Ekra V'chaneni, v'aneni, v'chamar libi, bakshufanai, es panecha, adonai avakesh. Al taster panecha mimeni, al tas ba'af avdecha, ezra si ha'isa, al pitcheni, v'al tazveni, Elohei Yishii. Ki aviv imi azavuni, v'adonai yasveini. Horeini adonai darkecha, unecheni biorach mishor, l'man shorirai. Al titaneini b'nefesh tzarai, Vikamu v'yedei shekem, v'feach chamav. Lulei hemanti, l'ros betuv Adonai, v'eretz chayim. Kavel Adonai chazak v'yameit libechem, v'kavei el Adonai. Perek Kuf Lamed, chapter 130. Shir Hamalot, Mimamakim, Kirasicha Adonai. Adonai, Shim Abekoli, Kienaz Necha Kashuvot, Leka. Im Avonos Tishmar Yam Adonai Miyamod Ki Imecha Selicham Leman Tivorei Ki Visi Adonai Vesanachi Vilidvara Hochaliti Yavshi Ladonai Mishamrim Laboke Shomrim Laboke Yachel Yisrael El Adonai Kim Adonai Hachesed V'harbe imo fedos, v'hu yifides Yisrael, mikol avonosav. Mishvech avoseinu, Avram Yitzchak v'Yakov, Moshe Aaron David u'Shlomo, V'yivarech v'yirapeach t'acholim. I am Levish, Zevul ben Sheva. Bavosh, shekakal nispalim bavuram. Bizkazak Kadosh Baruch Hu, Yimalei Rachamim Aleihem, Lach Limam, Lerabasam, Lach Azikam, Lach Yosam, Vishlach Lehem, Heira Refua, Shalema Min HaShamayim, Lechoy Vareyem, Lechol Gideyem, Vistol Shbaruch Hu, Yisrael, Refua, Sanefesh, Refua, Saguf, Hashragol, Ovizman Karib, Vinomar, Amen. Acheinu kol beis Yisrael, hanesunim batara vashivya, ha'omdim bein bayam ubein bayam basham, hamakam yirachem aleihem, yotzim yitzara lirbacham, umeyachela leoram, umishibud ligulam, hashabag alav izman karib, v'nomar amen.
Thank you so much, Rabbi Katz. And I have to give you an additional thank you, and I hope that it's not too late and I'm already in trouble. But I neglected to mention and wish in my opening remarks my mother-in-law a happy Mother's Day as well. So happy Mother's Day to her too. As mentioned previously, please join the EOU in a few minutes from now, just about 9 minutes at 1:30 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time for a fantastic future program with Rabbi Dr. J.J. Schachter, Rabbi Beryl Wine, and Rabbi Stephen Weil titled Historical Precedents and Future Visions, Models of Past Jewish Leadership that Serve as a Catalyst for Shaping Our Present and Future. You will not want to miss this. So after hanging up, please join us online at together.ou.org/live or just go to ou.org or click on the link in the OU Today email. We hope and pray that all of our collective efforts for safety, strength, and a refuah for all of those in need will be answered l'tova, and may the Rabboni She'olam, the Master of the World, speedily bring an end to these days of concern and uncertainty. Please join us again tomorrow, Monday, at 1 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time for words of inspiration from Rabbi Yonason Sachs of Agudas Yisrael, Birchas Yaakov, in Passaic, New Jersey. This concludes today's call. Stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic. Wishing everyone a wonderful, healthy, and safe day. And I hope to see you in a few minutes from now at together.ou.org/live for the OU Future Program of the Week.